Welcome to the Media Line. I'm Lawrence Rifkin. Joining me is Professor Ami Sitri, a researcher at the Edmund and Lilly Safra Center for Brain Sciences and the Alexander Silberman Institute of Life Science at the Hebrew University of Jerusalem. Professor, your research involves something called incentive salience and a part of the brain called the claustrum. It also involves lab mice and cocaine. Tell us about it.
So indeed, our work intersects a number of topics and connects a few terms. So we, and I mean the PhD student Anna Terim and her colleagues in the lab, have been studying this mysterious brain structure called the claustrum. If you place your hand on your temple, you can imagine a structure sitting about 3 centimeters into your brain. And this structure is really long and very thin, somewhat like a slice through a banana. This is the claustrum. And it's famous for being the structure most highly connected to other brain regions and has been proposed in the past to function as the seat of consciousness, the place where everything comes together to form your conscious experience of the world around you. Anna, in a previous study that she performed with other members of my lab, found that the claustrum functions to promote selective attention and allows us to remain attentive to important or salient information in the world while ignoring irrelevant information. The current study that Anna developed was motivated by the finding that the activity of neurons in the claustrum is recruited by cocaine experience, suggesting that the claustrum may allocate attention to drug-associated cues, a concept summarized by the term incentive salience. Incentive salience is a concept that describes one of the most prominent aspects of drug addiction. The fact that the context within which an individual experiences the drug, the location, the people, the paraphernalia associated with the drug, are associated with increased importance, with salience, to the extent that all these cues can drive relapse to drug use. And this is part of the maybe the most impactful contributing factor to relapse to drug addiction, is this very strong association between a context and the need to take the drug. In her first experiment, Anna inhibited the activity of claustral neurons in mice while they were exposed to cocaine in a distinct environment. Now, control mice whose claustrum was not inhibited developed a strong association to the environment and preferred hanging out in this area. However, mice whose claustrum was inhibited did not develop this preference and basically did not form the association between the drug experience and the environment in which it occurred. In the second experiment, Anna artificially drove the activity of neurons in the claustrum of mice while they were exploring a new location. And she found that these mice developed a preference for hanging out in the location in which their claustrum was inhibited. And finally, Anna found that the activity of the claustrum was only necessary for the mice to develop the memory of the location in which the cocaine experience occurred, but not for the retrieval of this memory. So putting this all together, Anna found that the activity of claustral neurons is necessary in order to enable mice to pay attention and to remember the environment in which they experienced cocaine. And this suggests that the claustrum functions to support incentive salience to drug-associated contexts.
You are listening to Professor Ami Sitri, a researcher at the Edmund and Lilly Safra Center for Brain Sciences and the Alexander Silberman Institute of Life Science at the Hebrew University of Jerusalem. Having read a bit about your research, it sounds somewhat Pavlovian. Is there a relationship?
Definitely. Incentive salience does describe an aspect of Pavlovian conditioning. What happened in Pavlov's experiments? What he did was create a strong association in the brains of dogs between the ringing of a bell and the future food reward that they got. What made them attend to the bell, drive their attention to hearing the bell, rather than pay attention to everything else that was going on in the world around them? That's the question that we're addressing in this study. How come we drive our attention to and form specific memories of environments in which we experience significant events? Most of us can probably very vividly recall the location of our first kiss and the person that we shared this kiss with. Many of us can recall where we were when we heard of the events of September 11th. And, you know, each one of us carries within us the series of memories that you can recall in a vivid way. And when you think of them, these are dramatic events. These are events that were significant to us. So in this study, we're proposing that the claustrum is the brain structure that defines the allocation of attention to the context in which significant events occurred. And this is what actually allowed Pavlov's experiments to succeed. And sadly, this is what is taken over by drugs of abuse and supports the development of drug addiction.
I suppose this is the most important part of the package. How might your research be applied, for example, to the issue of drug and other addictions?
Obviously, drug addiction is a major societal problem, and the magnitude of this problem keeps growing, and it's one of the major challenges of Western society today. We don't provide a magic bullet to treat addiction in this study. What we do is implicate a new brain region in the neural circuit that supports addiction and provide very strong evidence that supports the role we suggest for it in the development of addiction, this role in incentive salience. Now, the claustrum is a unique structure, and neurons in the claustrum have unique molecular and pharmacological profiles. So they express a particular set of genes that's unique to the claustrum and isn't found in other neurons in the brain. This unique molecular profile could serve to inform the design of drugs, which could be used to alleviate addiction and perhaps improve the addiction liability profile of addictive medicines such as opiates. So if we know that an opiate is targeting the claustrum as well as other circuits, we can maybe tune the drug so that it would not target the claustrum and therefore not be addictive. But that's obviously science fiction at this point and requires a lot of additional research. In addition, as I described in the beginning, the claustrum is a very thin structure and is really challenging to resolve in human imaging studies like fMRI. So in another study, a separate study, which we hope will soon be published, which was led by a group of researchers from the Metzer Lab at the Hebrew University, and we participated in the study, we define a strategy for identifying the claustrum in human imaging studies. So that study of human imaging and our current study implicating the claustrum in addiction could lead to the development of diagnostic approaches for identifying people that are more susceptible to drug addiction and help them avoid the path to addiction. And it's also likely that other groups will pick up on our work and be inspired to develop new and interesting applications for the treatment of addiction, as well as other psychiatric disorders that depend on the allocation of attention to specific environmental cues.
Professor Sitri, thank you for joining me at the Media Line. I'm Lawrence Rifkin.